For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Tonight's shiur is dedicated to Refuah Shleima, to Hanaleah Bas Sochka, Michla Bas Pela Miriam, Besach Shor Chayli Yisrael, especially the Yom Tov of Hanukkah is coming, the Yom Tov of Shmini, Refuah B'Shminis. This week is Parshas Vayetzei. Parshas Vayetzei is always read in Chodesh Kislev, and Vayetzei is a closed parasha. There are no psuchos or stumos in Parshas Vayetzei, which is unusual. There are a few parashas like that, Miketz, Balak, but otherwise it's highly unusual for a parasha to have absolutely no spaces. It's completely closed, as the Balaturim and others say that it is a remiss to the fact that in this parasha Yaakov goes into Golus Vayetzei. This is the parasha of the Yetziah. Yaakov is going out. And Rashi tells us that when a tzaddik leaves a place, that's why it says Vayetzei, it leaves an impression. Pona hoida, pona ziva, pona hadori. Yetzias tzaddik min hamokom oisa roishim. When a tzaddik is in the city, he is the splendor and the majesty and the shine of the city. Hu hoida, hu ziva, hu hadora. When he goes out, pona hoida, pona ziva, pona hadora. Why does Rashi, Chazal, where Rashi gets this from, use these three expressions of hod, ziv, and hador? And then Rashi says, and the same vateitse min hamokom ha'omor b'no'ami varus. By Naomi and Rus also, the Pasuk uses the expression vateitse, and there too, we, Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it there in Rus, that when a tzadekus leaves a place, it leaves an impression. Why does Rashi have to bring a raya from vateitse min hamokom ha'omor b'no'ami varus? We mentioned many times that every parasha, the beginning and the end, are connected. The entire parasha is connected, certainly the beginning and the end. The beginning is Yaakov going out. The end is Yaakov returning to Eretz Yisrael. But before that, Yaakov deals with Lavan. In this parasha, he's dealing with Lavan, who tricks him into marrying Leah. Later, he fools him 100 times concerning the Akudim, Nakudim, Brudim. And then at the end, when he confronts him after chasing after him, and he tells him, "Habonai's benoisai v'habonim bonai v'hatzayin zayini," and then they make a deal. V'atalochan nichrus overis. It says that Yaakov takes a stone. V'yirimeho matseva. V'yikra loy lovan yegarso hadusa. V'yaakov kara loy gal eid gilad. Lovan calls it yegarso hadusa, and Yaakov calls it gal eid. Sam Seifu says that this story at the end of Parshas Vayetzei happened on Zion Av, when the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, "B'shiva ba'av nichnisu nachrim leheichel," unlawful entry. That's when the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash, which led to its destruction on Tisha B'av. Says the Sam Seifu that this story here of Yaakov and Lavan happened on Zion Av. And because Lavan inserted in the Torah two Aramaic words, Yegar Sohadusa, he also, like unlawful entry of words that don't belong in the Torah were sort of slipped through, entered the Torah, Yegar Sohadusa, words that are not Lashon HaKodesh, words that are Aramaic, obviously it was Ratzon Hashem, but this should be part of the Torah. It didn't have to be, but the fact of the matter is it was Lavan's doing. Lavan inserts these two words into the Torah, and that leads later on to an Zayin of Nichnesu Nochrim Lehechol. That's what the Chassam Sofer says in one of his Chedushim. There's a Sofer called Gal Yerozah on the Haggadah. The Gal Yerozah says, that's Arami Oyved Ovi. Arami Oyved Ovi, through inserting the words Yigarsa Hadusa Targum into Torah. Targum is the Le'umaza of Lashon HaKodesh. Then it was Lashon Aramis. Later, in the time of Chanukah, it was Lashon Yevonis. And the Gemara in Shabbos concerning Chanukah uses the same expression. B'chofei b'chislev yoymid ha'chanukah tamanya inun Shemishanichnisu Yevanim Leheichel. The Yevanim entered unlawful entry. They entered into the Heichel. They brought the Tumah with them inside. Lavan brings Yegarsa Hadusa into the Torah. He's contaminating the Torah. In fact, the Greeks also translated the Torah into 70 languages. This was before the Nes of Chanukah. That was one of the reasons that we fast on Asara B'Teves. It happened on Ches Teves. When it says Kos, the Yevanis was smallest, the Yevanim had the Torah translated into Greek, and it lay into 70 languages, into Greek. And the purpose was, of course, not to disseminate Torah. The purpose was to contaminate, to bring Lashon Targum into Torah. But it says, Yaakov Koroloi Galeid. Yaakov, right away, says the word Galeid. Yaakov translates it back into Lashon HaKodesh, which tells us that Galeid, Gilad, is the tikkun for Yegarsa Hadusa. Yegarsa Hadusa is Golus. Yegarsa Hadusa is Golus in the Torah, Targum in Lashon HaKodesh, which causes later to Nichnesu Nachrum Lehechol. So the tikkun for that is Galeid. What is Galeid? The Mittler Rebbe, the Rebbe Doiv Ber of Lubavitch, whose yahrzeit is this week, yahrzeit is tomorrow night, Tess. He was born on Tess Kislev, and he was nifta on Tess Kislev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamalech Noisem Shal Tzadikim Miyoyim Liyoyim. So he writes, and so does the Shem Mishmuel, the Sachet Shavah, and many others, that Galeid is where, this is where Lag Ba'omer in the Torah is hinted. Galeid, this is Lag Ba'omer. Shem Shmuel has a whole cheshbon on this. What does Lag Ba'omer have to do with Galeid? Who's talking about Lag Ba'omer now? This is Chodesh Kislev. In fact, the way the Chassam Sofer says, it's Zayin Av, this is when this happened. When Nichnesu Nachrum Lehechol, Lag Ba'omer is in Chodesh Iyar. And the emes is, I believe we touched on this last year, but perhaps with a different twist, that Lag Ba'omer and Chanukah are really one concept. They're both ha'oris of La'osid Lavoi. Chanukah is the ha'ora of La'osid Lavoi. Lag Ba'omer is the ha'ora of La'osid Lavoi. In fact, the word Chanukah, Lag Ba'omer together, Abigamatria Mashiach ben David. Chanukah 89, Lag Ba'omer is 345, together is 434, that's Mashiach ben David. Chanukah is the Ha'ara of the Yemais HaMashiach, so says the Rekeach, Rav Pinchas Karetzer, the Mei Yisoscher, over and over again. That's why it's 8 days. And Lag Ba'omer, when Rav Shimon ben Yechai reveals the secrets of the Torah, that's also a Ha'ara of Yemais HaMashiach. When secrets are revealed, there's no longer any concealment. Chanukah is the Gilui, the revelation. The Pach HaShemen is revealed. Pach HaShemen is the Oyer HaGonaz, which is Pnimius HaTorah. Rav Shimon ben Yechai is Megala Pnimius HaTorah on Lag Ba'omer, Giloy HaSoid. Gal Eid. Gal is Lag Ba'omer. Eid is Oisius Da, Da es Elokei Avicha. Pnimius HaTorah is the portion of Torah which enables us to understand godliness, which the way it's going to be La'asud Lava, Yamola Ha'oretz Deya es Hashem. Chanukah is Yadua, that Chanukah takes place 74 days, Ad, Ayin Dalet, 74 days after Yom Kippur. The Svarim bring down the Mishnah and Shkolim. The Mishnah and Shkolim says, Misha Ovad es Choysomoi, Mamtinen Loi Ad Ha'erev. There it's referring to a token that one would receive if he would pay the one who was Mamuna al HaChoysomoi, if he needed Nesachim. But the Svarim translate this Mishnah, someone who lost his chosam, I mean someone who lost, he did not utilize his Yom Kippur properly. Yom Kippur is the day of Chasima. So Mamtinen Loi Ad Ha'erev, we give him another 74 days. 74 days after Yom Kippur is Chanukah, which is the Erev, which is in the time of evening, in the time when it's dark, when the Leilei Teves or Aruchim, and he's given another chance for another Chasima, Chosam B'Toch Chosam, Chasima B'Toch Chasima. As we know that Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima. Many wish each other during Chanukah, especially the last day, Gemar HaChasima Toiva. For someone who didn't utilize his Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, his Tishrei, his Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he has Ad HaErev. By the Akedah, we find that Avraham says to Yishmael and Eliezer, Ba'ani v'hana'ar ne'lecha ad koi. I and the young boy, meaning I and Yitzchak, will walk until we get to the place v'nishtachad v'nashuva aleichem. Says the Ma'orinayim that Chanukah is hinted here. The Ma'orinayim says it's hinted here in the word koi. Ne'lecha ad koi. Koi is chafei kislev. Like in the time of Chanukah, it says they bow down to, in the 13 places, the Yidgimul Pirtzeis, Shepartz, the Malchei Yovan, the Yevonim, the kings, they made 13 breaches in the wall around the Beis HaMikdash, and the Chashminoyim fenced them in, and they were Mesake in 13 Heshtachavoyos after the Nes of Chanukah. So he's Merami, is Chanukah in this Pasuk. Ba'ani v'hana, ne'elucha ad koi v'nishtachaveh. V'nishtachaveh is b'gematria lamed vav neiruz Chanukah. But perhaps we can add to it, ad koi. Ta'ani v'hana anelecha ad koi. We know that the Akedah, according to most opinions, happened on Yom Kippur. Rashi even says it, Asheye omer hayom behar Hashem yeroe, that every year we remember the Akedah. We remember it on Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur especially, it's a time that we remember the Akedah, and some say that it happened on Yom Kippur. So the Aniva Ana Nelecha, this was Yom Kippur, Ad Koi, 74 days after Yom Kippur, is Koi, is Chafei Kislev, Vinishtachar, Vinashuva Aleichem. So already here in the Akedah, the Torah is being miramis to us that there's going to be a Chanukah 74 days after Yom Kippur, Ad Koi, and that's hinted in the word Gal Eid. Gal is Gilui. There's going to be a Gilui Eid, Ayin Dalit, 74 days after Yom Kippur. It's also hinted in Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, we know, has 25 letters in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, as the Tikkuni Zohar says, referring to Chafei Kislev. And there's a large ayin and a large dalet in the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's a large ayin, a large dalet, a remez to Chafei, 25 letters in Shema, which takes place 74 days after Yom Kippur. It's a hemshech to Yom Kippur. It's a time that a person can be zeichet to a gemar Chasima, and to a kapora, and to a mechilas avoinos. Now this parasha is a takeoff of the end of parashas told us, where it says, Vayelech Esav el Yishmoel, Vayikach es mochalas. Esav was also looking for mechilas avoinos. Huh? His name is Bas, her name was Basmas in parashas Vayishlach, but here it says, Vayikach es mochalas, Miloshen mechila, the Yerushalmi says, that here's what we learn out, that if a person gets married, he gets mechila. Vayelech Esav el Yishmoel, Esav joins Yishmoel. And he takes Machalas, Bas Yishmol ben Avraham, and together they join, they become Mechutonim. When Esav joins Yishmael, what does Yaakov do? Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov goes out. Yaakov also goes to find the Shidduch. But the Shidduch that Yaakov finds, which is the beginnings of Klal Yisrael, which in this parasha we have 11 of the Shvatim are born, that's the Tikkun for Esav and Yishmael. When Esav joins Yishmael, we need Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef who will combat the two. And Mashiach ben David comes from Yehuda, who's born in this week's parasha. Mashiach ben Yosef comes from Yosef, who's born in this week's parasha. So right away, Yaakov goes out immediately to counter the fusion of Esav and Yishmael. Esav is on the left side, Yishmael is on the right side. Yishmael is the Yamin of the Le'umazah, Kiyodua. The Efna al Yamin oyal Shmuel, Eliezer says, Rashi says, Yamin is Benoiz Yishmael. Yishmael is the Yamin. He's from Avram Avinu. So Avram is the Yamin of Kedusha. Yishmael is the Yamin of Tuma. And Esav is on the left side. So you have Yamin and Shmuel joining together. Yaakov is a combination of Avraham and Yitzchak. He's Teferis. He's a Hiskalalus of Yamin and Shmuel. And Yaakov brings Rachel and Leah together. Rachel and Leah really is supposed to marry Esav, Kiyadua, that they, people said, Hakadola the Godel, Hakatana the Kod. And that's why Leah was crying all the time. The Ene Leah Rakos, because Leah thought, and actually not only thought, but knew, that her Zivig is Esav. She's supposed to marry Esav. But, because Esav is no longer the Bechor, Esav sold the Bechor to Yaakov. And that's why Yaakov gets the brachas, as we saw in last week's parasha. So Yaakov is really Esav now. Yaakov is the Bechor. So Yaakov deserves Leah. Lavan doesn't know this. Lavan thinks that he's going to trick Yaakov. Bikesh Lavan lakaras hakoil. Arami oved avi is this week's parasha. And Lavan is causing all the problems in the future by doing this. Because what Lavan really is doing here is delaying Yaakov from returning to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov is only supposed to be by Laban for 7 years. But because of the trick, he ends up staying longer. Although Yaakov is supposed to marry Rachel and Leah. And Laban doesn't end up really doing anything. Laban only makes it easier for Yaakov. Yaakov thinks he's only going to marry Rachel. He realizes now he has to marry Leah too. But what he does do is he delays Yaakov 22 years. Yaakov has to be punished for the 22 years that he was not mechabed of Va'im. And that's because of Laban's trickery. If not for Laban's trickery, it wouldn't have happened. And Laban had this bekavana, so that Esav should have this chus of kibud Va'im. The fact that Yaakov didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael, so Yaakov lost out on all those years of kibud Va'im. Esav instead was mechabed of, and for that reason, later on, Esav was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and Chodesh of, because of the kibud av that he had. That's why it says, Arami oived avi vayered mitzroima. What Lavan does causes that Klal Yisrael goes down to Mitzrayim, and all the subsequent Goliaths as well. Why? Because Yosef had to leave his father, had to leave Yaakov for 22 years, Mita Keneged Mita, because Yaakov was not Mechabed Avaim for 22 years. And as a result of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, the entire Klal Yisrael goes down to Mitzrayim. That's the whole chain of events. So Lavan really started it. Lavan Bikesh Lakaris HaKoyl, Arami Oved Avi Vayered Mitzrayim. Lavan brings about the Meitzar, the Mitzrayim, the constraints of Golus. Lavan brings about, and that's why this is the parasha of Golus. But in this parasha, Yaakov is busy preparing us for Chanukah. Vayetze, he's going out. The Greeks entered unlawfully. Nichnisu Nachrum Lehechol. Just like by Zayinov, and then later the Yevonim early, and then later the Romans. Nichnasu Nachrum Lehechol Zayinov, when Lavan uses the words Yagarsa Hadus, as we mentioned before. So what does Yaakov do? He goes out. Chanukah goes out. The uniqueness of Chanukah is that Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, is that the Kedusha goes out into the world of Esav, into the Chutz, into the Choyl, Vayetze Yaakov, Vayelech Chorona, which is the Charoin Afshal Mokoim, Chorona. The opposite of Yerushalayim. Yaakov takes the Kedusha of Yerushalayim with him to the outside world, Al Pesach Beis HaMibachutz, like we light the menorah on the outside, on the left side. Choron is the left, it's north of Eretz Yisrael, which the north side is the left. Tzofin V'yamin Atav V'rasam. Tzofin is the north, which is the left. Choron is Osius Neir Ches. 8 candles. Yaakov lights the menorah of Chanukah. Vayivka b'makom, he encounters the Shechina, he encounters the Makom HaMikdash where he is outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash travels, as Chazal say, Nekra Har HaMoiria u'Bolokan. Har HaMoiria, where Avraham Avinu said, Ani v'hana'ar ne'lecha ad koi v'nishtachave, which as the Moreh Na'im says is a remez to Chanukah. The Chiddush of Chanukah is that the Beis HaMikdash comes to us on Chanukah. The only other time that we say this is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it says we bow on the floor. The only time that we bow on the floor, which normally is not allowed, because it's only done in the Beis HaMikdash, is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when the Beis HaMikdash comes to us. Chanukah is a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so on Chanukah, the Beis HaMikdash travels to us as well. We light the menorah in our individual homes. It's like as if we're lighting in the Beis HaMikdash, and every year is the Kohen Gadol. So Yaakov goes out, Vayetze. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Yetziah, to counter the Knesa, the unlawful entry of Lavan into the Torah. Chanukah is Mekadesh foreign languages. It's interesting that in Gemara, when the Gemara asks, my Chanukah, the Gemara answers, the Tanur Abanon, and it says it in Aramaic. B'chofei b'chislev yoimei de Chanukah temanya inon deloyle mispat behoin deloyle sanoa behoin. Why does it say it in Aramaic? To be Mesake in the Yagarsa Hadusa of Lavan. Lavan said Yagarsa Hadusa in Aramaic, which causes later, as the Chassam Sofer says, that Nichnas Nachrum Lehechel on Zayin Av, which is Golus, the Tumah is going into the place of Kedusha. Chanukah, the Kedusha goes into the place of Tumah. And the Kedusha is so great that it's not affected, and on the contrary, the Tumah falls away. The Tumah dissipates. Yaakov is lying on the floor, Vayishkav b'amokoyim hahu, and he says, Ochein yesh Hashem b'amokoyim hazeh, v'hine Hashem nitzavol. The Shechina goes down below 10 tfachim, which normally the Shechina does not, as the Gemara says, Mei oilam layard, the Shechina l'mata me'asara. Chanukah, we light the menorah l'mata me'yud, and the Shechina goes down, where it normally never goes. That's the power of Chanukah, as we mentioned many times. That goes on the outside, on the left, on the floor. Ochen Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, and Yaakov is astonished and he can't believe. He's amazed that the Shechina is here, just as it was in Eretz Yisrael, just as it was in Yerushalayim. That's the power of Chanukah. That's what the power of Yaakov Avinu, who's the fusion of the unity of Avraham and Yitzchak, Yamin and Smoil. And throughout the parsha, we find many, many remozim to Chanukah. And the fact that Chanukah and Lag BaOmer are one and the same. And one of the remozim we find in the story of the Dudoim, when Reuven found the Dudoim, the jasmine leaves, Dudoim. Rashi says, "Beloshon Yishmael Yasmin," and in the foreign, in the language of the Yishmaelim, it's Yasmin, jasmine. And there it says, as we know, that Reuven gives the Dudoim to his mother. Rachel wants it. Rachel gives up her night to be with Yaakov. Yaakov and Leah are together that night, and from that union comes Yisachar. So the Medrash tells us on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, "Hadudoim Nasnu Reach Yal Psachenu Kol Megadim." Hadudoim Nasnu Reach Ze Reuven. Shehitzel is Yosef min Habor. Reuven saves Yosef from the pit, and he's the one who finds the Dudoim. V'al psachenu kol megadim zeh ner Chanukah. So what's the connection? What does ner Chanukah have to do with Reuven finding Dudoim in the field and saving Yosef from the pit? So the Bnei Yisachar says, the Bnei Yisachar is the classic sefer on Chanukah, the one who wrote the most on Chanukah, said about himself that he was one of the Chachamim who sat on the Beis Din when they put together the Yom Tov of Chanukah, when they established the Yom Tov of Chanukah for Klal Yisrael, he was there. And he says that Yisachar was born on Chanukah. The Dudoyim were found on Shavuos. Leah and Yaakov were together on Shavuos, and Yisachar was born on Chanukah. And he shows the connection between Shavuos and Chanukah, both Hayamim Tovim associated with Limud HaTorah. On both Yom Tovim we eat dairy. Both are in the third month. Shavuos is the third month of the year from Nisan. Chanukah is the third month of the year from Kislev. And that's basically what the Bnei Yisachar says. And with that, he finds this medrash: Hadudoyim Nasnu Reach is Reuven and Chanukah, because of Reuven who founded Dudoyim, and as a result, Leah is with Yaakov, and they have a child later on Chanukah. It's hinted actually in the pasuk. Vayavo Yaakov min Asada Boere, Vateitse Leo the Kurosle, Vatoimere Laitovo, Kisochor Sechartiha, Bidudoe Bini. I hired you with the jasmines of my son. Bidudoe Bini is Begamatria Chanukah. Vayishkav Ima Balailahu. Balailahu is Begamatria Chanukah. So, Yisachar is born on Chanukah. Now we know that Yisachar is the month of Iyar. Iyar is Yisachar. Iyar is the month of Lag BaOmer. The fact that Yisachar is born on Chanukah, and Yisachar represents Iyar, which is the month of Lag BaOmer, that shows us how Lag BaOmer and Chanukah are connected. In the word Yisachar, there's a silent sin. One sin is pronounced and one is not. That's a remiss to the part of Torah that is silent, the part of Torah that is hidden, the part of Torah that's concealed, that is revealed on Chanukah and on Lag BaOmer. We know that Kislev is the month of Binyamin. By Binyamin it says, Binyamin ze'ev yitrof. Binyamin is compared to a wolf. A wolf grabs and takes from other boundaries. Chanukah goes into the boundary of Esav. Ba'boiker yoichal ad, v'lo erev yechalek sholol. The Torah uses two expressions of loot, of booty, ad and sholol. Ad, together with sholol, is Begamatria Lag BaOmer Chanukah. Begamatria Mashiach ben David. V'lo erev yechalek sholol. Although Rashi says it's referring to Purim, it's not a contradiction at all, because Purim and Chanukah are really one. They go together. The Sifrei Kabbalah say it's Netzach and Hod. Netzach and Hod are the two legs. Some say that Chanukah is Netzach and Purim is Hod. Some say Purim is Hod. Netzach and Chanukah is Hod. Chanukah and Purim are connected. So Binyamin we know for sure is Purim because Mordechai and Esther come from Binyamin. But Binyamin is Kislev. So Kislev is Chanukah. And as we said, Chanukah is a Hemshech of Yom Kippur where it says, Lefnei Hashem Tithoru. Before Hashem you can purify yourself. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol is Begematria Lefnei Hashem Tithoru. And what makes this really beautiful is that the word Tithoru, as all the Svarim say, Tithoru is equal to Keser, 620. Chanukah is mitzvah number 620. Of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, we know there are 613, and there are seven mitzvahs midrabbanan. The last mitzvah was Chanukah. Chanukah is titharu, the gemar ha-tahara. The tahara comes to its completion on Chanukah. Yom Kippur is the day of the mikveh. As we mentioned last week, the mikvois that were found, rechayvois, which has to do with Yavon. But Chanukah is the antav of the tiharu es mikdashecha. The Yavonim wanted to be metamei klal Yisrael. Lavon wants to be metamei the Torah with Yegar Sahadusa. Chanukah is the remedy for that. Chanukah is the tahara, the tiharu es mikdashecha. Chanukah is Yom Chof Hei, which is also the remedy before the wound, the other Yom, the holiday of the Goyim that starts on the 25th of December. That's the Yegar Sahadusa, how much suffering Klal Yisrael went through throughout the ages because of the 25th of December. Chanukah was revealed before that. Chanukah is the Refuah before the Makkah. Chof Hei Kislev counters the 25th of December. And Chanukah goes into Teves, which Teves is the month of Esav, Ki Yadua. So, in the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gives to Binyamin, the last of the Shvatim, Binyamin is Kislev. Binyamin has in his bracha hinted the Yontav of Chanukah and Lag Ba'omer. But it's interesting that in next week's Haftorah, there should be a schus for the Israeli soldier whose name is Gilad, that it says, the Yorshu HaNegev es Har Esav, the Hashfela es Plishtim, uBinyamin es HaGilad. What does Binyamin have to do with Gilad, Mepharshim asks? Gilad is in the portion of land of Menashe. Gilad is not in the portion of land of Binyamin. And yet here, Ovadia, the Nevuah that talks about the downfall of Esav, talking about the future, connects Binyamin to Gilad. Because Binyamin is Kislev, and Gilad is Chanukah, Gal Eid. The Gilui that comes after 74 days, after Yom Kippur, Lefnei Hashem Titoru, V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol, Yechalek Sholol is B'gematria Solachti. There's a Slicha and a Kapara for Klal Yisrael when Chanukah arrives. In fact, that's why this Haftarah, the Haftarah of Vayetze, is the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuvah. What is the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuvah doing in Parshas Vayetze? Why are we doing the Haftarah of Parshas of Shabbos Shuvah in Chodesh Kislev? Just like Shabbos Shuvah right before Yom Kippur. So here we have the Shabbos Shuvah Haftarah right before Chanukah, which is the Hemshech, which is the continuation, the grace period that Hashem gives for those who didn't complete their Shuvah, which is our generation, that needs a lot more than just Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And even Hoshana Rabbah doesn't suffice. So we have till Zois Chanukah, till the last day of Chanukah, which goes into the boundary of Esav, into the Chodesh of Teves. The last day of Chanukah is always in Teves, which is the Chodesh of Don. Chushim ben Don. Chushim ben Don, he's the one who kills Esav. Chushim, which has in it the Chodesh Shabbos Mila, which are the mitzvahs that the Yevonim wanted to take away from Klal Yisrael. Chodesh Shabbos Mila. Chushim Oisius Mashiach. Mashiach stands for Madlik Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. Mashiach also stands for Mezuzah Yemin Chanukah Smoil, as the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah Miyamin, Ner Chanukah Mismoil, uMezuzah Miyamin. Mashiach will do what Chanukah does. Mashiach is going to go out, as it says in this week's parasha, Ufaratzta Yomav Akedma V'Safayna V'Negba. Mashiach is Ben Paritzi. He is the Poreitz. He's going to break all the barriers. He's going to... What the Yevonim did in Tumah, the Yevonim were Poreitz 13 Pirtzais in the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach will be Poreitz the Golus, and go into every part of the world, into the Smoil, into the outside, into the darkness, and bring light. Al Yad Ish Ben Parzi, especially this year is Tovshin Ayin, which is B'gematria Paratzta. Ma Paratzta Olecha Poreitz, we're going to read in a few weeks, Shabbos Chanukah Vayeshev and Miketz this year. Vayeshev ma poratzta olecha poretz. When Peretz is born, the ancestor of Mashiach, and the word Peretz is used, poratzta is used. That is the word that is associated with Chanukah, and that is the word associated with Mashiach. Poretz, as the Navi says in Micha, yale haporetz lefaneinu. When Mashiach comes, the kedusha will spread throughout the entire world. It will go out. There will be no more such a thing as unlawful entries. it will not be possible for Tumah to enter into the world of Tahara and Kedusha, because the Kedusha will affect the entire world. The Kedusha will go out. There'll be no left and right. There'll be no such thing as up and down. L'mayla me'asara, l'mata me'asara, outside, inside. But Asida Eretz Yisrael shetispashet b'chol ha'aratzois. Every part of the world will be Eretz Yisrael. And this we see at the end of the parasha. When Yaakov returns, it says, Vayivgu boi malachei Elohim. At the beginning it says, Vayivka b'amokim. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, goes out with Yaakov into Chutzalaretz. The Malachim, however, don't go out, it says. The Malachim of Eretz Yisrael go up. Olim v'yordim boi. But at the end of the parasha it says, Vayivka u'boi malachei Elohim. The Malachim of Eretz Yisrael came out of Eretz Yisrael to greet him. And the Farshim ask, but I thought they don't go out. And Yaakov didn't come back in yet. And there are different terutzim. One terutz is because Yaakov transformed, wherever he went, became Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Malachim were able to go out. Because it's not Chutz La'aretz anymore, it's Eretz Yisrael now. Others say, where Yaakov was now, which is Gilad, Gilad is Eretz Yisrael in the future. Gilad is Eva HaYarden. So Gilad will be Eretz Yisrael. Gilad is Eretz Yisrael in the Yemais HaMashiach. Gilad is Yemais HaMashiach, because Gilad, Gal Eid, which is Lag Ba'omer and Chanukah, is the future. And therefore, in the future, it's going to be Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Vayivgu by Malach Elohim, even though it's Chutz La'aretz now, the Malachim are able to come out and greet him here, because it has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Lavan thought that he's going to confuse. He's going to be mevalbel. Lavan bikesh lakaras hakoil, especially by having Yaakov marry the wrong wife. What could be worse than marrying the wrong woman and not realizing it until the next day? V'hine v'ayiv aboiker v'hine hi leya. And it's yidu what the Medrash says, that Leah says to Yaakov, and Yaakov says to her in the morning, why did you fool me? So she said, you fooled your father. You went in and said, Anochi Esav b'chayrecha. So you deserve it. That's what the Medrash says. And it seems like Yaakov accepted it. Because the truth is, it's true. Yaakov is Esav now. Yaakov is Bimkom Esav. Yaakov says, Anochi Esav b'chayrecha. Yaakov is Esav, meaning what Esav was supposed to be, Yaakov is that now. Yaakov is the Bechor. Yaakov goes into the boundary of Esav and takes all the sparks of Kedusha away from Esav. So Yaakov is Esav now. Leah can't marry Esav. If anything, now Rachel has to marry Esav. Because Rachel, Esav is no longer the Bechor, and Rachel is worried about that. And what happens over here is, Lavan thinks that he's going to be Mevalbel. Lavan bikesh lakaras hakoil. And by marrying Yaakov off to the wrong woman, the future of Klal Yisrael is at stake. But what Lavan doesn't realize, on the contrary, that Lavan is helping out, Lavan is bringing Mashiach into the world. By Lavan giving Leah to Yaakov, and Leah gives birth to Yehuda, Hapam Oides Hashem, from Yehuda comes Mashiach ben David, from Levi comes the Chashmeinoyim, Atis Yohu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Interesting, when Yisachar is born, it says, Nosan Elekim Sechori, Nosan Elekim, like Matis Yahu, Matana from Hashem, Yisachar was born on Chanukah. All the tikkunim needed for Esav and Yishmael all come from Leah and Rachel, from the fusion of Leah and Rachel. Leah was Gevura and Rachel was Chesed. Leah and Rachel are Yamin and Smoil. Leah and Rachel unite in this parasha. Yehuda and Yosef have to unite. In order for Mashiach to come, Yehuda and Yosef have to unite. That's what's going to happen. It says in the future, the unity of Klal Yisrael will be Yehuda and Yosef. And in this parasha, we have the birth of Yehuda and Yosef, the future Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, who are going to wage the battles against Esav and Yishmael. Lavan is trying to help Esav. As we mentioned before, Lavan, by causing the delay in Yaakov's return, lacking in Kibbutz of Aim, enhancing Esav's Kibbutz of Aim, which causes later the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov is trying to be Mevarer, Lavan and Esav. Lavan and Esav together is Begematria HaMelech HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, Lavan and Esav will be Nizbarer. Lavan and Esav will be cleansed. Lavan and Esav are very similar. Both are fakers. Lavan, Kishmoy Kain Hu, he's really Novo, but his name Lavan indicates that he's white and pure, but he's not. Esav says it's like a Chazir, Poishay Tlofov, to look like he's kosher, but he's not. Those are Tzvuim, the fakers. That's Lavan and Esav. And Lavan is trying to help Esav out. And that's why Chanukah is a tikkun for that. Because Chanukah, the Gemara says, where do we know Chanukah from? We say, V'heichon Sivanu. Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Kedushan, B'mitzvayisav Sivanu. So the Gemara gives two tirutz. And one tirutz is, Loisosur, which is really every mitzvah midrabanan, is a sniff of Loisosur min adavar asher yagidavacha yemin usmoil. The Rav Avia says it's the pasuk She'al Avicha V'Yageidcha Zekeinecha V'Yomrulach. That's mitzvah of Chanukah. The mitzvah of Chanukah is She'al Avicha. Connect yourself to your past. Mesoira, Torah Shebaal Peh. Chanukah is the yomtov of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is handed over from generation to generation. Torah Shebaal Peh is the concept of Kibbur Av. She'al Avicha. She'al Avicha, that's a tikkun for the Kibbur Av that Yaakov lacks. That as a result of that, and Esav is machabed of, we have the churban. But Chanukah is the tikkun for the churban. Chanukah is the geula in the midst of the golus. Chanukah has the ability to illuminate the choshech ha-golus. And in this week's parasha, which is parasha's Vayetze, which is closed, the entire parasha is closed. It's sosum, it's choshech, total concealment. Yaakov is preparing us for the future Chanukah. Vayetze Yaakov, Vayetze is begematria Gilad. Vayetze is in order to bring about Gilad, Gal-Eid, in order to bring about the Giloy of the Ayin Dalet of the 74 days after Yom Kippur, which is Chanukah, and Lag V'Omer. That's why Rashi brings here Rus. Vayetze min ha-mokoyim ha-omer ben-Naomi v'Rus. The Rus was the same thing. Rus and Naomi went out of Eretz Yisrael to prepare the world for Mashiach. They went out to bring Rus back with them. Naomi and Elimelech went out to bring Rus, Eima Shel Malchus, and eventually V'Yishai Hoyler as David. Here too, Vayetze Yaakov, and there in Chutz La'aretz, Dafka, on the Tzad Smoil, below 10 Tvachim, that's where Yehuda is born. That's where Yosef is born. Yehuda and Yosef are born on the outside. They're born in the Tzad Smoil, L'mata Me'asara Ba'chutz. That's where Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef are being prepared. Shtei Achoyos. This whole parasha is a mystery shebe mystery, as the Shach, the Sifsei Koyein, and the Alshach all say that just like the whole episode, the whole story of Mashiach comes from stories that don't make any sense to us, like Lot and his two daughters, where it says V'lo Yoda B'Shichva Uvekuma. He didn't know. He doesn't know what's going on. Tamar and Yehuda. It says V'lo Yoda Ki Kalosa. He doesn't know. Rus and Boaz, it says also that Boaz doesn't know. B'terem Yakir Ishes Re'ehu, Boaz doesn't know. Here too, Yaakov doesn't know. Yaakov thinks he's with Rachel, he's with Leah. Yaakov doesn't know what's going on. And there's an Isra of Shtei Achoyos. It was just as, if anything, this Isra is probably a greater Isra than a Moavi marrying a Jew. Just like in the time of David, the Moavi v'loy Moavis was not known. But then it was in the Skala later that it was Mutter. Here too, the Isra of Shtei Achoyos, even though it was before Matan Torah, but all the Mefarshim ask, how is Yaakov able to marry two Achoyos? And the Gemara says in Pesachim, for this reason, Yaakov is not going to be the one to bench La'asad Lava by the Suda of Mashiach, because he was married to Shtei Achoyos. Mashiach has to come from a totally concealed place, where it looks like it's Osir, like Lot and his two daughters, Boaz and Rus, Tamar and Yehuda, and here too, the Shtei Achoyos, Rus, the Shtei Achoyos of Rachel and Leah. But even though there's an Isra of Shtei Achoyos, Asher Banu es Shteihem, it says in Rus, Dafka Rachel and Leah together prepare the world for Mashiach. From Rachel comes Mashiach ben Yosef, from Leah comes Mashiach ben David. Rachel and Leah unite in this parasha, Yehuda and Yosef. And that's going to combat Esav and Yishmael. Vayelach Esav el Yishmael. Chanukah has both together. Chanukah, it says, you light the menorah on the left, but you light from left to right. The mitzvah, you go to the leftmost ner, and you go to the right side. Even though the menorah itself is supposed to be on the left side of the doorway, you light on the left side of the doorway, but you light from smoil to yamin. So it's smoil and yamin together. It's Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda is yamin. Yehuda is the Aryeh. Yehuda is the lion. The lion is on the right side of the merkava. Pnei Aryeh meha yamin. And the Shor is on the left side. Yosef is compared to an axe, which is on the left side. Yosef is Gevura. The Yichud of Yehuda and Yosef, knows when Klal Yisrael unites, which is Yehuda and Yosef, the two opposites, whoever they are throughout history, there's always machlokes and klal Yisrael, and every generation it manifests itself, whether it's chassidim and snagdim, whether it's Sfard and Ashkenaz. That's Yehuda and Yosef. When Yehuda and Yosef join together, that's when Esav and Yishmael are out of the picture. When Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, Yehuda and Yosef have to join together. And that's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where the Yamin and the Shmuel join in one Yom Tov. Yehuda and Yosef. On Chanukah there's the Bittul, the 70 Purim, according to Beis Shammai, we like the Neiros in decrease mode, connected to 70 Purim on Sukkot that were sacrificed in decrease mode, which the 70 Purim were the 70 Umais that are under the control of Esav and Yishmael. In fact, some say there are 36 candles of Chanukah. There's Lamed Vav according to Beis Shammai, Lamed Vav according to Beis Hillel, 72, because there's 70 nations with Esav and Yishmael on top, says the Zayar, says so. It's 7 Ayin Beis is 72. So Chanukah is the yontif of the Bittul of Esav and Yishmael, as see in the upcoming weeks, especially with the story with Yosef, when Yosef is sold by the Yishma'elim, we should be Zoychataka. This week's parasha, Vayetze Yaakov Ve'ershov, Vayelech Harona, that we should be Zoychataka to be able to go out, to be able to bring all the sparks of Kedusha that are outside, bring them back in. And we should be Zoychataka to Gilad and Yetzer Hashem, all those that are in captivity. All those, we should have in mind Shalom Mordechai ben Rivka and the three boys that are in Japan that are captives, and all the others that are Shvuyim, should be Zoycha to a Pidyon. Pidyon Shvuyim is the Gematria Lahadlik Ne'achanaka. We should be Zoycha that all the Shvuyim and all of us Bechlau, because we're all Shvuyim in Golas, should be Zoycha to be redeemed, and we should see Aaron HaKoyen lighting the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, in the Menorah Shel Shmoina Neiros, the Kinar Shel Shmoina Nimen, and we should be zeichet to see Yehuda and Yosef together, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, Vayivku by Malach El Vekim, and as Yaakov returns to Eretz Yisrael, so should we return to Eretz Yisrael, and there be zeichet to our Beis HaMikdash and the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.